We're back from recess with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Our next appointment is the Cheatwoods. And good morning.
Good morning.
Am I looking at this right? Is there two separate parcels we're going to be?
Three.
There's actually three parcels.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are, it looks like the first parcel that we have scheduled, at least, is that what you have up, Christy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is okay, got it fixed now. That'd be down through the Uramus property and down at the end of, okay.
Right.
All right.
Right.
I'm with you. Would you like to talk to us about this particular parcel?
We bought it, and we would like to have it reassessed, or whatever you call it, as agriculture, since it has been hayed for many years, mm-hmm. and we don't plan to put anything on it. We just plan to hold it. We have I think the only thing you don't have is a copy here from the letter of the guy, from the guy that's doing the haying, that he is actually doing that.
Did you have pictures of the hay or anything? I'm not questioning that because I'm on your side in this deal. But
okay.
I just wondered if you had any pictures of hay bales in the field or anything
no
like that.
No pictures of hay bales.
We've seen them many times.
Letter.
Well, no, let me help you.
From the guy.
I've seen them because I have recently been all over that property looking.
Okay.
Okay.
Matter of fact, for the past 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would make a recommendation that we change this to agriculture but maintain the value of what the assessor has on the books until January 1, 2013 reassessment, changing the value from residential to agriculture.
Let me explain what he's saying, that we're caught in this catch-22. This is not a reassessment year. Odd-numbered years are reassessment years. He's asking to lower the value. He's asking to change the assessment from whatever it was, classification from residential to agriculture as per your request, but it would be effective January 1 when he can actually do that.
Okay.
So he's complying with your request. He's not doing it as timely as mm-hmm. as you had hoped for, but that's his recommendation.
My recommendation is to change the classification for 12 but maintain the value of $32,000.
For the rest of this year.
For the rest of this year, then reassess January 1.
And then you'll change the value.
So, but by changing the classification, it is going to lower the valuation.
Tremendous amount.
Tremendously.
It'll lower your tax burden.
And that's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, then it might be reevaluated down to more what we paid for it.
Right. As of January 1.
Okay.
2013.
We only have three categories we can operate under, and we can use this maybe as clerical error because it was ag. It went to residential, going back to ag. So that's how we can use it.
Well, the first step is going to be a big help.
Right.
And the
first
step of January is going to be another help.
Okay. Okay.
Appreciate that.
James.
Keep it at 6080, but make it ag.
Yeah, that's the motion. Yes. Yeah. Keep it at 6080, make it agriculture.
Wait a minute.
No.
32,000 is made into ag at 12%.
Right, that's right.
So it's going to go down.
So it won't be
6,800 or something.
Right, yeah. It'll be 32,000 times 12%. Yeah.
And you second that, Jim? Yeah.
I did.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 And opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And I have to apologize. I don't have any more printouts.
Let's see here. My second one that we're going to be looking at didn't print.
It's Secretary of Housing.
Oh, yeah.
Go back and click the
I will.
Secretary.
But
Oh, you can't. Okay, I see. Because the toner was out on that one.
Is this the same house we looked at last year? Did you guys come in last year?
No.
No.
Or year before?
No.
No.
We looked at one just exactly like.
Well, there are a few of them out there.
It's a double wide?
Where is
it? It's by Hollister High School in Hollister.
Right off of Brianna.
Uh-huh.
It's called Ashley Square.
Right.
Now, before you get started, I just want to. It's on the books for $55,000.
Okay.
Okay.
We have comparative analysis here that I believe you do not have.
Did you have any submitted?
Did you get the comparative? Oh, they've got the comparative analysis.
We don't have it. If you can put it up on the.
You do have it.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Yeah. Very good.
Hold on there. Okay.
That's no, all chilled.
That'd be where we that's just were.
Yeah. Keep on going.
That's an. Well, this one.
I think that was one.
This one was?
I think that was.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's Chobert.
Oh, that's. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You are almost. You was there when you turned back. Just keep going. Whoa, yeah. Right there.
No, that's Chobert too.
Is this a demolished one?
No.
No, this is a house.
This is a, it isn't quite demolished.
Do you have your warranty?
Do you have anything on it, Ron?
I don't have anything.
I don't have anything.
All we have is your warranty.
Can we see what you've got? Watch your step. There's a cord there in the front. We've had someone trip.
Sure. We'll do that. Good.
I'm not sure. We're going to wait and see. Double wide.
This is a modular home, is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And James, you've got it as a modular home on the books?
I don't have anything on this.
Okay.
These two properties. I've got it on the first one, but nothing on the second.
Got it listed as, it says Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
Yes.
It was a foreclosure.
Okay. What we need to see if it's your classification is the only thing I can think of.
Why don't you tell us about this property and
well, why don't you, Ron, why don't we revisit so that they know there's only three things that we can do. Have you heard us talking about that?
Yes. For this year.
Right.
Yes. What do you think this falls under that would bring it to us? Besides the total value, because we can't change that this year.
But you can next year.
Right, January 1st.
Well, we can if there was a mistake in how we arrived at the figures
right.
as a county. So, for example,
let's say we didn't have a modular home.
If we assessed this as a two-story house and it's not a two-story house, or if we assessed it for double the square footage, corrections we can make.
Oh, okay. Well, then this one may not fall under that.
That's what I wanted to make sure that you knew.
The assessor's office, when we went in there, said it could be changed. No, that wasn't this one. That was, why do we have this one here? I think we just have it here because we think that
it's worth less.
It's overvalued.
Yeah, we paid 34 for it.
I think you'll just have to wait.
Do you have it up there?
I have it. We have it on the books for $43,000 for the structure, $12,000 for the land.
So 55,212 total.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
The only question I can think of is based off what you've got it as, how your worksheet basically. If you have it as a modular home, then there's nothing really we can't do.
Year built 1995, base area 1404 with a little deck on it because it's got 1490
right.
adjusted. So.
And what they are asking is it's almost half. It's 28,300 suggested value, and it's on at 55,212.
If you could go back to that map and look at one similar to it, snap on it, there are a lot of those same type properties out there. Well, the reason I said what I said when it came up on the map is because we looked at a lot of these last year that looked almost identical to this, and some probably in this same area. And we can make adjustments of the assessment last year and the first of this coming year.
Okay.
But we can't do anything this year except for corrections.
So we need to come back next year? Or
you need to, yes. You need
we would need to come back next year on this one?
Yes.
Okay.
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 We want to help you.
Thank
That's
you.
What we're here for, but we there's some things.
Jim, snap on that one, right on the corner there. It's identical.
That one?
Yeah. I think it's identical. It looks like it is.
That's higher.
Is it higher? Well, it looks a little bigger to them.
I don't remember. You don't talk about
it. We found it. We found this, but we never. We've got it up here, Rog.
So.
17.2.
Do you have another? Do they have another one? Because I'm going to make a motion to deny on this one.
I don't see how we can help you on this one.
Okay.
Looking at the rules, I mean, unless they can come up with they miss the classification or the square footage, I think you're set properly. Based off the rules, based off how we're guided.
So you're saying it probably won't do any good to try it next year either.
Oh, no.
No.
We're not saying that at all.
Okay.
This is just for this year.
Yeah.
He can lower values based off of comps, based off of purchase price and all that.
Okay.
He can take that in consideration next year, but just not this year.
Good. Try that. Good. Okay.
Danny, go ahead and if you want to make the motion.
I motion to deny.
I'll second the motion. It's 0062 is a.
We have a motion on the floor and a second to deny discussion. James, do you see any reasoning?
I don't see any adjustments for errors.
Or adjustments or errors that we can move forward on. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Just kidding.
You sound like more than three.
You get to vote on the other side of that.
Yeah, right.
You wanted to say nay on that.
Wrong side.
Okay, and we're going to move to the third piece of property. And I am there. And this is...
It's on 2nd Street.
There's no dwelling on it now. It's been demolished. And all dwellings have gone. As a matter of fact, even the sheds.
Is that since...
And it's not on there. It's not on there now.
It says of about 3 weeks ago.
We don't have the structure on there.
Oh, good. Okay.
We just have the land value of $7,000.
Yeah, but now we need to make sure that that's for 12. This may be.
Oh, because you may have caught that already.
We may have took care of that, but we need to check book closing at 12 and
what
make
do you
sure
have?
It's what they're 60. Coming for.
60-20 total.
How much?
60-20 total.
What does that mean, 60-20?
I don't have the breakdown. I only have
that's 6,000? Assessed valuation. The
okay,
buildings
well
are still on there for 12.
All right, so I'll move that we remove this improvements off of BOE number 0063.
Second. $1,330.
Will be the assessed value.
It's just a technicality. We had to bring it here to do that.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Gotcha.
So a motion has been made and seconded to lower the assessed value of this property to $1,330. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
For 12. And we have to get it approved here. That's
okay. Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank
sure
you.
Sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Good to see you folks.
Good to see you.
Here are those... Here are those comparables that you had, or comparables. There you go. Thank you.
Will you leave it in the office or bring it back to you, Chris?
Just leave it with Angie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Donna Cranmer? Is that right? C-R-A-N-M-E-R?
That's right, Cranmer. I'm James Harris. I'm her son.
Okay.
I was originally set up to do a... I guess do it via phone, but I wasn't sure if I was going to be in town or not.
Okay.
Give me just a second. This is in Branson. What area is this, Jim?
I'm looking at the map right now.
off of Waterloo.
Bunker Hill, is that right?
Where's this property at?
Savannah Place subdivision.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me click on my little report here. We have, James, if I'm not right.
You're not.
At 99640.
I would make a quick recommendation. This was an oversight on our part. I would suggest you put this on at the $20,000 they paid for it. As you can see, we've got it on for $99,640 because it's a 10-acre tract, and I don't have no idea where that value came from, as I've been researching.
Let me ask you. So we're putting it on at the appraised value of 20 or assessed?
The appraised value of 20.
$20,000 appraised.
Because if you put the map back up and it's self-explanatory.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
The assessor is recommending that we lower the appraised value of this property from $99,640 to $20,000.
I'll make that motion.
Hold just a second.
Okay.
Do you have something else you'd rather say? And are you going to ask for us to lower it less than what the assessor has recommended?
No, that's fine.
Sir?
I'll move that we set the value. The appraised value of this BOE number 0016 to $20,000.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded that we lower the appraised value of BOE number 0016 to $20,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That's it.
That's it.
That's painless.
You'll get a letter in the mail stating okay. That, so you're good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think you should tell her that you fought diligently for that.
Well, yeah, I will. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. All righty. We are caught back up. We have the Gaines Investment Trust.
Pulling it up now. It's taking forever for this stuff to load.
So this is off of Evergreen, James?
Yeah. I don't know. Wait for it to load still.
If I'm looking at this right, there's multiple.
It's got apartments on it.
That's what I'm
call.
No data received.
So it's 2 acres. And it's a complex of, it says duplexes?
Yeah.
A bunch of duplexes. Yeah.
And total valuation we have on it is $498,837. Residential and 5,000 commercial.
And they bought it?
I don't think purchase price is relevant in April of 2012. Because they've actually been prorated the taxes based on the assessed valuation. When they purchased these things in 12, they've been given the taxes based on what the assessor has the value.
Is this a call, Christy?
No, this is submitted on the
other. I see. Okay.
Motion to deny.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. And the next one, Christy, is that to be telephoned or is that?
They've been prorated the taxes.
Okay. FDIC, huh?
Woo.
We're represented by Quantum, and the gentleman's name is Scott Young.
Well, I think when you look at this property, is it the Grand Palace? What is it? FDIC, Federal Deposit. I'm joking, it is. It's the Grand Palace.
Yeah.
Well, this is a little discussion before we go into that. What are they planning? Yeah.
Okay.
Is that plan on being destructed? Was it the talk of destruction of that building?
Well, there's been discussion, but
I think they've got another guy now that's fixing to put somebody in it since this has been filed.
Oh, you know, I heard the same rumor.
I think it's sold since May 22nd.
Oh, I don't know if it's sold. No, it's still for sale, I think, James. I think it's for, but I thought I heard it was leased.
Well, I heard a guy's been in there walking around deciding what he's going to do. Got a number? Or are we going to call? Or
Christy?
What are they asking?
Or Lynn?
Okay, so they want $6 million or in change, and it's on the books for 9.6. 6.7 is what they're asking.
They're asking for 6.7.
And we have it on the books for 9.6.
Now,
before we call, can I ask a question, James, about this? There's question about the condition of the theater. You know, from the last remodel that was never, that started and never completed. I mean, I've heard that it's pretty bad shape inside. But I didn't know if that's any consideration.
Was there any storm damage on it, which doesn't make any difference on what you're trying to do, but I just wondered.
No, it's commercial. My only thought was, I'd heard they started tearing all the electrical out, and then it left it when that permit didn't get through.
Well, basically, that 6.7 is without the building.
What?
They've demolished it.
Oh.
Page 51. What? Cost them $550,000 to demolish it.
Demolish what?
If every recommendation I've seen is they tear down the building. But to remove the building, it costs like $2 million to haul off the debris.
He said $550.
What?
$550.
$550? I don't think it could.
I think I will recommend.
Oh, nothing?
Number. Their number.
Off of what premise, though? Not that I want to argue.
As being vacant.
What are they asking for, Dan?
From 9.6 to 6.7. They want $3 million reduction.
And that's up to you guys now. That
I can tell you that if I was going to reduce commercial property, I'd reduce commercial property that hit by the tornado versus this property that wasn't hit by the tornado.
Well, first of all, I don't know that you guys need to be reducing it. That this don't need to be. They'll take it on to the state no matter what you do.
Well, I know, but can we even look at it?
When did they buy it?
I know, but what I'm saying is, can we even look at it under the premises that we...
I don't believe we can. They can take it on to the state, and the state can look at it.
If we deny?
If you deny.
All right.
Oh, he's calling me. I want to make sure I understood what they're asking.
Bring him up.
Well, are you seeing what I'm talking about, that they're wanting $550 for demolition? That still ends them at 6.7.
Well, help me out. So the county has to tell the Fed they have to deal with the state?
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
And ultimately, this tax is paid by us, the taxpayer, because it is.
We own it. Now.
We own it, because didn't we bail this bank out or something?
Like we own the Corps of Engineers.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so basically that's right, Ron. And ultimately, we can't.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Christy, you got a number for me?
900.
Hold on. It's not coming off. There it is. 281-657-4971.
Please enter your account code.
What if I remembered it?
I think that means you failed.
Nine.
Do it again. Let's do this again.
Remind him this is a non-assessment year, by the way, too.
Yeah.
657-4971.
Please enter. Scott?
Mr. Young, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I've got you on speakerphone with the County Board of Equalization so we can all hear you and hopefully you can hear all of us.
Okay.
We have in front of us the parcel of property that you're appealing the valuation of.
Right.
Would you like to...
I guess they call it the... We've got a note here. It's called the Grand Tower Theater.
Yes, sir. Are you still there?
Would you explain the Missouri assessment laws?
Let me explain to you the catch-22 that we have or that we are facing. In the state of Missouri, we have reassessment every 2 years. So unless there is a mistake or an error that we can correct within an assessment itself, for example, we assess you for owning 50 acres when you own two, or we assess you for having a house on your property when there is none there, we can't make reassessment changes or valuation changes within even numbered years, solely because of the economy or a number of other reasons. But we have the property in front of us, and we have an assessor, or so I believe, that when that time comes, which would be January 1, would be making that decision. But if we vote today to deny your request, you have the ability to move directly to the Missouri State Tax Commission and plead your story with them regarding this parcel of property.
Okay.
James, did I state that right?
Very elegantly.
Yeah, well, thank you. Do you have any comments that you have for Mr. Young?
No, just that I'm assuming you're still pursuing an occupant for that building.
Mr. Young, can you hear the assessor?
I couldn't hear what he said. No,
are you still pursuing a tenant for that building?
No, at this point right now, we're classifying it as unmarkable. There's a mechanic lien against the property, and of course, there's a pending lawsuit from the person who's evicted. He countersued us when we evicted him. And I guess with we've got estimated repairs of $1 million on the property. So no, we are not pursuing a tenant at this point. We since we have it classified as unmarkable, there are still brokers out there that. There's every inquiry about it, but the best value, the best estimate we've got on the property was several months ago. Someone offered a little less than $3 million. But it looks like, I think the course of action, the last time I talked to them, is maybe the demolition because of the damage of probably the hurricane when our tornado, not a hurricane, not be down here. Tornado damaged the property back in February.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with all the vandalism and the pests, they completely stripped the wiring, air conditioning units, and all that out of it.
Okay. I wasn't aware of the damage to the property from the vandalism.
Yeah.
Did that happen this year?
That happened in
2011.
Yeah, here. Just a few reports. The audio video light equipment was taken. Electrical transformer. This is a communication board. Electrical power boxes, all the country lines were cut out. Maybe shower concession cash measure broken into.
Take it down.
It also is ransacked with computers, printers.
Yeah. All right, sir. I wasn't aware of that. The proposal or the sales comparison approach, I think, puts the value of this property at $6.7 million. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Reading a document right now. The assessor is nodding his head because of the vandalism. I'm going to move that we set the value of this property at BOE number 0030 to $6.7 million.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number ending in the last four digits of 0030 at $6.7 million. As per assessor's recommendation, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Young, we've granted your request. Hello?
Hello. I'm only hearing part of all this, but you did say that you've established a value of $6.7 million at what date?
As of January 1st, 2012.
Okay.
We're going to send confirmation of this to you in writing within the next 7 days, sir.
Okay.
I'm not understanding your question, I guess.
There is a federal statute that allows the FDIC to protest values beyond the appeals date that the state has established. And I would like to send you that notification.
You can send us that notification, but I'm fairly confident that we will be sending you to the Missouri State Tax Commission.
Okay. All right.
But certainly send that here. Do you need our address or?
No, it should be on this notification I received.
It is.
And I will have a notification sent to whose attention should I send it to?
Christy Smith.
He can't hear you. Christy Smith. The Taney County Clerk's Office.
Is that C-H-R-I-S-T-Y?
Yes, and she doesn't care. She's sitting here nodding her head, so.
And that's Taney County Clerk's Office.
Yes.
I will get that affidavit or that form completed, and we'll send it to her attention, and we'll go from there.
Thank you very much,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I've got one statement.
Hold on. Go ahead, James.
I got one statement for you. The reason that value was set, and we will fight the other appeal process. We set that value because of the tornado damage and the vandalism that occurred, not because of the value of that property as of January 1, 2011.
Okay.
So we will fight that decrease.
Okay. Well, the only thing I'm going to provide you is that I can, that I do have the right to protest the January
1,
2011 value. At that point, it's out of my hand. Your attorney, our attorney, that's
And that's fine. We'll look for that. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, hold on. I got a question. Can you turn off the mic for a second? We're going to go to silence for a second.